All right, everyone. Just relax. Take everything off your lap. Stop laughing. Just kidding. Okay, everybody try not to laugh. Works every time. All right, so let's just relax. Close your eyes and just open your body. Give your body permission to just relax. Let your shoulders come down. Let your body just open. And just follow your breath. And just bring your attention inward. If you look inside, there's silence, just waiting to be found. Just welcome up the silence. And allow the silence to expand. And even more. Allow the silence to expand even more. And if your mind distracts you, you just come right back to this place and know that the silence is waiting for you. I like to say the mind is like the refrigerator. It's running, but it doesn't need to run your life. So let it run, but just bring your attention inward. And just see if you have any sensations in your body, clutching. And just open up a door or a window right over that clutching. And just lovingly give that energy permission to leave. And just allow it to pass through. And even more. And even more. And check and see if you're feeling a little relieved, a little lighter. And again, check and see if there's any other body sensations, clutching, anything going on. Just open a door or a window. And again, just lovingly allow that energy to pass right through. And even more. And even more. And now see if you've been trying to figure anything out. See if you've been asking your mind how to solve something, how to change it, how to fix it. And your mind doesn't know. Because if it did, it would be resolved. But the mind always tells you one piece of information, which is to beat yourself up. So it's really silly looking at this mind when we know that it's always telling us to disapprove of ourselves. So right now, you can make a decision. Would you like to be positive and loving? Or do you prefer to continue to let the mind give you instructions to beat yourself up? And just make that decision now. And that tells you that you're the boss. So could you start by letting go of disapproving of yourself? And even more, can you let go of disapproving of yourself a little bit more? And even more. Can you let go of disapproving of yourself some more? And even more. And more. And that stops us from going in a negative direction, so now let's turn it around. Could you just give yourself some love and approval? And even more, could you give yourself some more love and approval? And even more. How much love and approval could you give yourself? And since you can never OD on this, could you give yourself even more love and approval? And check and see now. Does it feel a little nicer? And now that thing that you were trying to resolve, that problem that you thought you had, could you let that whole picture evaporate and dissolve? So you can just let that whole idea that you had a problem go, that you needed to resolve something. Could you just let the whole thing go? It's an old picture. So let it dissolve completely. And now from this nicer, higher place, just get a picture of the outcome you'd be interested in. See that happy resolution, whatever you'd like. This is your picture. And can you love that picture? Can you love it even more? Now, Lester said, hold in mind only that what you're interested in. So this is your picture. And you simply need to get out of the way and let it happen. Just like if you were coming home after a long day and the dogs have been in the house all day, you don't need to tell them what to do. You just open the door and get out of the way. They'll go take care of business. Same thing. You just get yourself out of the way. And could you allow that situation to be resolved with ease? And even more, could you just move out of the way? Let beingness take care of it. And just check and see if it's more possible from this high place. That's your picture. That you're a creator. All right, so let's check in now. And I'll ask you some questions from the general releasing sheet. So who or what are you afraid of now? Who or what are you afraid of now? See what comes up. If nothing comes up, just make something up. If it's in your mind, it's worthy of releasing. And now check and see if that's wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe. And I'll release on approval, but you can just follow along with whichever want it is. So check and see if you've got some wanting approval going on. Could you let go of wanting approval so that you can have it? And actually, before we continue that, let's put step one in place. I must want imperturbability more than I want approval, control, or safety. Yes. Now let me hear you all do it together. You ready? I must. All right. Now, does that feel a shift? Has everybody got it in place, or do we need to do it again? You got it? All right. Step two, I decide to release and be imperturbable. All right. Is that in place? All right. So could you let go of wanting approval so you can have approval? And could you let go of wanting approval so you can have approval? Is it better to want, or is it better to have approval? Yeah, so could you let go of wanting approval so you could just have it? And since you can't want and have at the same time, check and see if there's any more wanting approval going on. And could you just decide right now to let it go? And now check and see if it feels more like you have approval. And can you allow that to expand? And see what you're experiencing. And now could you let go of that nice feeling? And see if it gets even better. And can you let go of the way you feel now and see if it gets even better? And can you let go of the way you feel now and see if it gets even better? All right, so let's go with who or what do you want to control now? Who or what do you want to control now? So check and see. Make it up. There's nothing coming up. So could you let go of wanting control so you can have control? And could you let go of wanting control so you can have control? And is it better to want or better to have control? So could you let go of wanting control even more so you could just have it? And again, if there's any remaining wanting, could you just decide to let go of the wanting so you can have? And now check and see. Does it feel more like you have control or you want it? And can you allow that having control feeling to expand so you feel 1,000% in control? And now could you let go of the way you feel and see if it gets even better? And can you let go of the way you feel now and see if it gets even better? And can you let go of the way you feel now and see if it gets even better? All right. So now, next question. Am I insecure now? Am I insecure now? So could you let go of wanting safety and security so you could have it? And could you let go of wanting it so you can have safety? And would you rather have safety or would you rather want it? So could you let go of wanting safety so you could just have it? And again, if there's any remaining wanting, you're the boss. It's a simple decision to let go of wanting so you can have. You can't want and have at the same time, so you just let go of wanting and immediately you fall into having. So now can you allow that safe feeling to expand? And even more. And can you let go of the way you feel? See if it gets even better. And can you let go of the way you feel now and see if it gets even better? And can you let go of the way you feel and see if it gets even better? All right, what do you want to be separate from? What do you want to be separate from? And check and see if there's any wanting approval wanting control or wanting to be safe. And we'll do approval again. Could you let go of wanting approval so you can have approval? And could you let go of wanting approval so you can have approval? And is it better to want or better to have approval? So could you let go of wanting it so you can just have approval? And can you allow that having approval to expand? Could you simply love yourself and give yourself approval right now? And even more. And even more. And can you let go of wanting to be separate from whatever you previously wanted to be separate from? Could you just allow yourself to be one with that? And even more. And even more. And what's the worst thing that could happen right now? What's the worst thing that could happen to you right now? See what answer you get. And can you let go of wanting safety so you can be safe? Could you let go of wanting safety so you can have safety? And is it better to want or better to have safety? So could you let go of wanting it so you could just be safe? And again, if there's any wanting that's still happening, could you just make a decision to let go of wanting? And just allow yourself to have. And now can you allow that safe feeling to expand even more? And even more. And could you let go of the way you feel now and see if it gets even better? And could you let go of the way you feel now and see if it gets even better? And even more. And even more. And just check and see what you're experiencing now. See if you're feeling lighter. So who or what are you resisting now? Who or what are you resisting now? So welcome up that resistance. Remember we did the exercise where we pushed our hand against someone else like a feeling. So instead of being the pusher, can you put your guns down, put your bags down? And could you just say yes to the resistance with love? And could you say yes to the resistance even more? And even more. And can you say yes to it even more? And a little bit more. And even more. And can you lovingly let go of that resistance? It's just love. Allow it to pass through. All right. So could I let go of protecting myself with fear? So could you let go of protecting yourself with fear? So welcome up the fear. And before we let go of the fear, just allow yourself to just be present to the fear. Allow it to be there. Let go of wanting to be separate from it. And just Let go of identifying it as fear. Just see it as energy. It's not good or bad. It's just energy. And could you let go of wanting to be separate from this energy? Just allow yourself to be one with it. And instead of wanting to step away, just step right towards that energy. And just allow yourself to be one with it and see what you notice. See if you notice the fear just dissolving. And see if you can welcome up some more fear. Just bring it up. And could you just say yes to it with love? It's just energy. It's just a projection in our mind, picture. Could you just say yes to that energy? And yes, even more. And even more. And you can talk to the energy and ask it if it wants to leave. And just say, fear, I love you. I unconditionally love you. I love you if you stay, and I love you if you leave. I just love you. And you'll notice the fear will just pass right through. And the ninth question here is, could I let go of being so smart and allow it to be other than what I think it is? So welcome up. Welcome up a problem, some problem you've been dealing with for years. Something that's been bothering you. Maybe it's a person, a situation, a pattern. Welcome it up. See what your mind has to say about it. And now just simply say, could I let go of being so smart and allow this to be different than what I think? And that problem, just see you have a picture. And could you let go of disapproving of that picture? And even more, could you just let go of disapproving of whatever your idea is about it? Whatever the mind has to say about it, could you let go of disapproving of it even more? Whether it's a person or an event, situation, could you just let go of disapproving of it? And even more. And even more. And can you let go of disapproving of it a little bit more? Which feels better, disapproval or approval? So now could you just give it some love, give it some approval for you, not for them or it? Because it feels better to be loving, could you give it some more approval? And even more. And even more. And can you love it a little bit more? And since all the love in the universe is inside of you, could you love it even more? And now just allow that old picture to evaporate and dissolve. And from this loving place, get a picture of the outcome you'd really prefer. And if it was about radiant health or wonderful abundance with ease or harmonious relationships, whatever that beautiful picture is, can you allow it to expand? And even more. And even more. And isn't that a better picture? Now, does that seem more possible to have that outcome? So let's do this one more time. Bring up something else that you resist, some problem, some difficulty that you've been wanting to work out. Maybe it's one of your intentions here at the retreat. Whatever it is, welcome it up. Notice you have some disapproval. You want to fix it. You want to change it. So get your picture, whatever you see it as, the problem you see it as. And can you let that picture evaporate and dissolve? And can you let go of any disapproval? And even more, it's your picture. Can you let go of disapproving of it some more? And even more. And could you give it some love and approval just because it's Sunday? Could you give it some love and approval even more? And even more. And again, just to allow it to evaporate and dissolve. It's an old picture. It comes from a much lower consciousness. So now that we're moving our consciousness up, you're the creator. Just like a blank canvas, what's the outcome you'd really prefer? See it all working out. And remember, there's nothing you need to do. You're just creating the picture. And could it get even better? And even more. And could you love that picture? And could you love it even more? And could you love it even more? And just check and see what your consciousness is now. Could you just love everything? Just because it's for you, not for what you're loving. Could you just be all loving right now? And even more. And even more. See, all the love in the universe is inside of you. Oops, somebody's serenading us, see? We created our own love music. All right, everyone. Thank you for releasing with me this morning. You can open your eyes.